Hello, happy Friday. I'm not sure if it's Friday by the time you're listening to this message, but it is Friday, April the 30th, and I hope you are having a phenomenal day. This is a different kind of post from previous ones. I am actually testing a different way of sharing content with you all. There are some great things on the horizon for my online platform that I'll be sharing with you in the near future, but that is not what I'm here to talk about right now. What I am here to share with you is this truth that I pondered on during a walk that I had earlier today. And so the truth encouraged me, and I was just prompted to share it with you. And so I hope it blesses you as much as it did for me. So lean in and listen. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I know we're all busy these days, but I do want to get your attention just for a few minutes and share this truth with you. And this truth is where we're at in our lives at this very moment, it is not our destination. Can I say that again? Where we're at in our lives at this very moment, it is not our destination. There is more work for us to do. There is more people for us to serve. There are more things for us to create. And there are more ideas to see manifest, right? And the list goes on and on and on. And although we may not be where we actually see ourselves, I do believe that we should be content no matter what our circumstances are, right? And some of you may be listening and you may find yourself in a place of frustration. You may be tired and ready for change to manifest in a specific area of your life. But I want to encourage you to be content where you're at right now. Why? Because where you're at right now is not your final destination. So don't rush through your seasons without learning from the lessons that your life could be teaching you in the season that you're in. Because I believe that those lessons are going to be useful and beneficial for the next season that God is going to bring you into. So think positive and begin to speak positive words, words of life, over your situation, speak it over your life. And know that God's grace is sufficient to keep you in every challenging situation that you may find yourself in. His grace is sufficient. In good seasons, in seasons that may not feel so good, right? So keep moving forward, keep persevering through difficulty, and believe in your heart that where you're at now is not your final destination. I cannot emphasize that enough. Whatever it is that you're going through now, it is not the end of your story. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to share. Nothing deep. Just wanted to get on here and encourage you to embrace the season that you're in with the hope of knowing that all things are working together for your good. They are working together for your good. Period. So I love you with the love of Christ. And if you have a moment, feel free to comment on this post or send me an email. You can go to the contact section on my website and send me a quick email and let me know how the message encouraged you. I would greatly appreciate it. But until next time, take care, be safe, and every day you wake up, enjoy and embrace the precious gift of life. Take care. Bye.